Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time. You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man. Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
Okay, parents, you thought you were going to miss another Parents Coaching Parent Network, but that's not going to happen. We're going to give you some information this evening, as always, because you know the Parent Coaching Parent Network is always going to be here for you. But as usual, and as always, I'm not going to start this show without first giving some props to my man, Mr. Keith Wright. Keith Wright, where you at, baby boy?
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making small cool. That's how I do.
That's my man, Mr. Keith Wright. As he said, he's making smart cool. All right, parents, I ain't going to be on the air long this evening. I'm just going to come out and give you a brief overview of some things that I've been thinking about over the last few days. Of course, we're constantly trying to assist parents and making sure that they understand the recruiting process and they get the best out of it each and every time. You know, one of the big things that we got going on, Parents Coach and Parent Network, we got the Celebration of Athletes going on this Sunday. If you don't have your information on it, or if you are planning on attending and you have not confirmed that you are attending, please let us know. Shoot us an email at pcphr@aol.com, pcphr@aol.com, if you plan on attending the Celebration of Athletes. For those of you that's out of the Hampton Roads area, Celebration of Athletes is an event that we hold each year. Parent Coaching Parent Network holds each year as a celebration to the athletes to say, hey, thank you for the hard work that you're doing. Thank you for the hard work that you're going to do. And thank you for the hard work that's ahead of you. All right? So we just kind of sort of keep it simple on that note. But if you want to call us and talk to us this evening, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. You know, a few things that I came across while browsing, as usual, and came across some good information on the letter of intent. The letter of intent. Everything you need to know about the letter of intent. And this information is coming straight from the NCAA. The letter of intent. What is the letter of intent? You know, you can kind of sort of look at it, and I'm not going to give you any NCAA definition, but if you want it, I can always provide it. That's no problem. But you want to look at it, that's your contract with the institution that you're planning to attend. The letter of intent is a binding agreement between between the school and the prospective student-athlete. So in other words, that's your contract. Just like I said, it's your contract between you and the institution that you plan to attend. It comes with a guaranteed athletic scholarship for 1 year. Currently, 612 Division I and Division II schools participate using the letter of intent. The Ivy League and military service academies do not. Division III schools do not offer athletic scholarships. They offer, just like I said before, that financial aid packet or grants or whatever you want to call it. But they put a different term to it, so it's not exactly called a scholarship. It may be called a financial aid packet or grant or whatever. And not to say that it's the exact same thing. You're not going to get the same exact amount of funding that you would get with a scholarship, but you get portions of it, and you end up having to come out of your pocket for the rest. You know, one thing we've been talking about over the last few weeks, parents, and I have to continuously stress this point to you, that you got to remember that every student athlete doesn't necessarily end up have to go to a Division I school. You can attend a Division II institution. You can do Division III institution, NAIA, junior college, any of those things. It's the whole goal and the whole purpose, whole function, whole concept, whole thought, whole plan, whole everything is to get that student athlete into school. If your dream, ideal, plan, whatever, is just to get your student athlete to play ball at the next level, football, baseball, basketball, whatever the case may be, to play at the next level with hopes and dreams that they're going to go on to a professional career, make that professional career a true professional career, a career that will sustain them for the rest of their lives. You know, a professional doctor, a professional in sports medicine, a professional in sports management, a professional in any of the sports marketing. There are so many other avenues in the field of the sporting industry that your student athlete, if he or she has that true love and passion for the sporting industry, then he or she can go into so many other fields in the sporting industry other than everyone trying to be an athlete. That one job, that one position that is the hardest to get to, and everybody's chasing it. Realize you have so many other dreams, so many other options, so many other opportunities out there that you can get involved in. All right, let's go back to the letter of intent. Who signs the letter of intent? Are they mandatory to play in college? Prospective student athletes entering into a four-year institutional entering into a four-year institution for the first time as a full-time student are permitted to sign a national letter of intent. This includes junior college students transferring to a four-year institution as well. The National Letter of Intent is purely voluntary. Did you hear me? Voluntary. Persuade you to sign the National Letter of Intent, but the National Letter of Intent is voluntary. You know, it doesn't have to be signed in order for you to get that scholarship. Now, oftentimes, coaches and institutions will try to hold your feet to the fire to force your hand to go after that scholarship, but it is voluntary. And it says it right there on the form. Okay. What are the benefits of signing the National Letter of Intent? Since it's voluntarily, you got to think about that. What are the benefits? You know, do I get any benefits out of it? Okay. Since the National Letter of Intent is a binding contract, and as I said earlier, it's a binding contract. It guarantees you at least one year of an academic scholarship, athletic scholarship. One academic year of an athletic scholarship or athletic aid for college, as you want to put it, if we're looking at from a definition standpoint. This differentiates the National Letter of Intent from other forms of aid, such as financial aid, grants, things like that. This just lets you know that you are actually on an athletic scholarship. And it does come with a guarantee. Also, by signing the National Letter of Intent, it essentially puts you in the recruiting process. It lets you know that, hey, you are doing your thing. You have been recruited by a institution. And that school is your school of choice. Okay? What happens when a prospective student athlete signs a National Letter of Intent and the coach leaves? That question has came up so many times and so many different answers. What happens when that time period comes around? Well, again, remember the National Letter of Intent is voluntary. You don't necessarily have to sign it, you know. And if that coach really and truly wants you in his or her particular program, and guess what? They will be patient for you to keep a spot available for you if you are sincere. But you got to remember, you're not out there trying to burn any bridges as well. You're out there trying to make sure that you are being as honest and as upfront with every school and every institution that you come in contact with. You know, you're not out there trying to burn any bridges. The National Letter of Intent is an agreement between the prospective student athlete and the institute. I've said this before. It is not an agreement between the individual and the school. It's a prospective student athlete and the institute. It is not an agreement between individuals, not an agreement between the coach and the player. That's not what the National Letter of Intent is all about. That coach has nothing to do with you signing a National Letter of Intent to attend a particular institution. Okay? This means that the student athlete is obligated to attend the school that he or she signed with unless the school agrees to release the student athlete. So you're obligated. Okay? All right? Let's not do the play of words, but you all heard what I just said. The student athlete is obligated. I didn't say mandatory. I didn't say without a doubt have to. You know, you are obligated based upon your word. If your word is your bond and that's what you plan to do, then you are obligated to attend that particular school or institution. Okay? Now, ask yourself that question. I'm not going to answer. Ask your own self. You heard what I just said. And trust me, everything I'm saying, I got backup on it. So it's not like I'm making it up here on the Parents Coach to Parents Network. But parents, if you think I'm making it up, hey, give me a call. You can give me a call at 646-929-2416. If you got a question, give us a call here on the Parents Coach to Parents Network. And we'll see if we can answer that question for you. Again, give us a call. We're talking about the National Letter of Intent and everything that you need to know about that National Letter of Intent. We'll be right back after one of our little commercials. If you missed it, Dismissed with Prejudice, let me give you some insight on it.
For college sports, winning has its price. Coach turned lawyer turned author explores the corruption behind collegiate sports. Cold-blooded murder, drug habits, laundering, extortion, and witness tampering. No, this isn't a laundry list of the Mafia's chosen pastimes. This is a collection of known scandals in collegiate sports. Look at the recent NCAA investigations from USC all the way to UConn and UNC. Consider the regrettable Baylor University scandal in 2003, which left one young player murdered and an immoral coach exposed. The Arizona State University point-shaving scheme in the 90s, the 1999 University of Minnesota men's basketball academic cheating scandal, and even the recent Rick Pitino extortion case are perfect examples of an innocent American pastime gone wrong. We'll talk to the author of the great novel Dismissed with Prejudice on the Parents Coaching Parents Network. So log on Thursday at 9 p.m. Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
All right, we're back there, family. We're back. We're back. And I see that we got a caller on the line with us this evening. And I think the caller may have a question or some concern about what we've been talking about in this National Letter of Intent. Caller, are you on the line?
I'm here.
Yes, sir. Welcome to the Parent Coaching Parent Network. How are you this evening?
I'm doing all right.
Okay, what? Sir. Did go ahead.
Well, my question is, on that National Letter of Intent, I understand that once you sign it, it's a binding agreement. But what happens if, like, a coach change or there's something that shakes up in the school? What happens with that National Letter of Intent? Is there a way to petition his NCAA or something to try to get out of it if there's a major shakeup, or are you just stuck with that school?
Okay. Well, now, let's go back to something I just said a second ago. Okay, what happens when the prospective student-athlete signs a National Letter of Intent and the coach leaves, okay? Per the NCAA, the National Letter of Intent is an agreement between the prospective student-athlete and the institution. Okay, it's not an agreement between individuals. Well, see, this is the catcher that everybody seems to overlook and don't really think about. This next part right here, it means that the student-athlete is obligated to attend the school that he or she signed with unless the school agrees to release the student-athlete. And see, what I'm getting out of that there, Coach, is that word obligated. It didn't say you had to stay with it. It said you're obligated. Are we on the same page with that?
That's okay. That makes sense. Now, is there any point in time that you can get out of it? Because I know a scholarship is renewable year to year. Is it after a year can you get out of it? Is some way that you could outside of the school allowing you to get out?
Okay, that's true. I'll get ready to hit that next. How is a prospective student athlete released from their National Letter of Intent?
Yes. I'm going to hang up and let you talk.
Okay, sir. All right. Okay, going back, how are they released? You know, it's a formal release process or appeal process, should I say. The release process consists of a prospective student athlete filling out a release request and submitted it to the institution that he or she signed with. Basically, you got to fill out the release, request for the release, submit that to the institution, and from there they decide on whether or not they want to release you. If the school declines to release this individual, prospective student athlete can appeal the National Letter of Intent policy and send it before the review committee. So, if you decide that you want to step out of it, then you can, if they decline and do not want to release you, then you can appeal it, and that will go before the policy and review committee. And from that point on, They'll make a decision on whether or not they want to release you. I haven't seen too many times, I'm quite sure my callers are probably in the same situation. I haven't seen too many times where the school didn't decide to release that individual. To them, if they don't release them, they're wasting the scholarship because that individual is not going to be productive for them. You know, so as a result, most of the time, I say 90% of the time, 99% of the time, they release that student athlete. Okay, moving right along. Still talking about the National Letter of Intent. You know, we still got a few more minutes here. I still got a few more things that I need to cover about the National Letter of Intent. National Letter of Intent. Can the National Letter of Intent be modified to automatically release the prospective student athlete should the coach leave? The National Letter of Intent cannot be modified in any way. Cannot be modified in any way if the school makes such offers, the prospective student athlete, National Letter of Intent is subject to being declared null and void, and the offended school may also face penalties. There we go. This caught my attention here, and I just went back and looked at this again. Let me go back over that again. I just so happened to pick up some information and start reading on this National Letter of Intent and just sharing this information with y'all this evening. So I'm just really talking just to spend some time and kill some time. And I see I still got a call on there. You still on with us, sir? Okay. Can the National Letter of Intent be modified to automatically release the prospective student athlete should the coach leave? The National Letter of Intent cannot be modified in any way. If a school makes such an offer, the prospective student athlete, National Letter of Intent is subject to being declared null and void. So in other words, the schools cannot come out and say, well, we can modify, you know, if the coach decides to leave. You're lying. You're telling a bold-faced lie. If you decide to modify that National Letter of Intent, that National Letter of Intent becomes null and void. That's right. And the offended school may also face penalties as determined by the National Letter of Intent Policy and Review Committee. In other words, somebody's checking them if they decide to modify that National Letter of Intent. And see, that's a catch, parents, that you may get faced with, because they'll tell you, well, hey, you know, if I'm sitting here in your living room and I, you know, get this other job offer next year, hey, then we could modify, or if I get this other job later on this summer, then we can modify the National Letter of Intent and let your son or your daughter ride on out of that National Letter of Intent. No, you're lying. But parents, you don't know that, because a lot of you haven't taken the time to check that out. Okay, moving right along. Does signing the National Letter of Intent guarantee admissions to the school? Listen to this, parents. Listen to this. I'm going to say it one more time. Does signing the National Letter of Intent guarantee admissions to the school? Each school has its own unique admissions requirements. And signing the National Letter of Intent does not guarantee admissions. If the prospective student athlete is not admitted, the National Letter of Intent is no longer in effect. Did you hear what I said? If your student athlete, your child is not admitted to that particular school because they did not make the initial admissions requirements, then the National Letter of Intent is no longer in effect. You go on and go to another school. Simple enough. easy enough. Got any questions? Give us a call at 646-929-2416. We'll be right back because we're going to wrap this thing up here in the next 5 minutes. But before I go, I got to give my family a plug. Where you at, family?
High school students seeking a college athletic scholarship? Do you have questions concerning the college recruiting process? Have you asked yourself any of these questions? Who do I contact for a scholarship? What are the rules concerning athletic recruiting? What schools are best for me? Apogees.com allows high school athletes the tools to showcase their athletic skills to college coaches. Go to Apogees.com. That's APOGEEZS.com. They will help you navigate the college recruiting process for free. Apogees, the right college, right choice for the right student athlete.
All right. Once again, you got to give a plug to my family, Apogees, out there in the great state of Texas. Hey, hope to hear from them soon. But a few more questions, then we're going to wrap this thing up for the evening. You know, and one of the last ones that I have been thinking about, what happens when a prospective student athlete signs a National 11-10 with one school but goes somewhere else? Have you ever been faced with that, parents? Have you ever thought about that? Or did you feel as though that you were totally, absolute, without a doubt, obligated and stuck in that contract? Or did you decide to go somewhere else? So, what do you do in a situation like that? Okay. If a prospective student athlete signs a national letter of intent with one school, but opts to attend a different school, he or she will lose one full year of eligibility. Whoa-hoo! Did I need to say that again? If a prospective student athlete signs a letter of intent to go to one school, but opts out and he or she goes to another school, the student athlete will lose one full year of eligibility and must complete a full academic year in residence at their new school before eligibility, before they are able to compete. Okay, if the student athlete chooses to attend a school that is not in the National Letter of Intent program, there is no penalty. Okay. Is that clear for you? If that's clear for you, easy enough. If you decide to go to one school or you sign a national letter of intent for one school and you turn around and you go to another school, okay, easy as said, they will lose one full year of eligibility and must complete a full academic year and residence at their new school before being eligible to compete. If the prospective student athlete chooses to attend a school that is not in the National 11-10 program, there is no penalty. Well then, family, got a lot of good information this evening for you, and hopefully you had some time to write down some notes. And if you have any questions about anything that we covered, by all means, please catch us at the Parents Coach of Parent Network. We'll be back up on the air again next Thursday, same bat time, same bat channel. Or you can shoot us an email at pcphr@aol.com. I say it again, pcphr@aol.com. And this information was compliments of the NCAA. If you haven't had the chance, you can check it out. It's called Behind the Blue Disc. This information is back there, and it talks all about the National Letter of Intent. I see we still have a caller on the line. Let's see if our caller has anything before we decide to close out. Caller, are you still on the air with the Parents Coach and Parent Network?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. You got anything you want to add, sir, or question?
Only,
I have this one more thing, because you said that as long as they're not in the national letter of intent, what schools would be in the national letter of intent? What type of schools?
Okay. Schools that are in the national letter of intent program. Okay, we got currently we have 612 Division I and Division II schools that's participating in the National Letter of Intent program. Ivy League and military service academies are not, and Division III, as we all know, do not offer athletic scholarships, so they're not in the National Letter of Intent program.
Okay. Okay, that's one of the questions. I was going, well, no, we may need to know that one. But good show you have out there. It was great. And Georgia.
Hey,
This is Coach down in Texas. I just wanted to call in. You got a great show, great information.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, you know, that's how we do it. Okay. That's how we do it. We support each other and keep things going for the family, make sure everybody gets that fair opportunity to attend school and have that chance to educate themselves, bring themselves up to a better level.
Yes,
hey, Coach, it was great talking to you. Too bad you're not here in the area. We got a celebration of athletes that's going on this Sunday. We're going to have anywhere from 50 to 100 student athletes come on out. We're going to talk some more about the National 11-10 and other NCAA requirements. Going to play a few games and give out a few door prizes and fill our stomachs up a little bit and call it a day. So, one day if you're ever in this area and we got the event going on, you're more than welcome to stop by and enjoy the rest of the family.
Oh, that's great. Sounds like you're doing good things up there. I'm going to let you go and let you close your show out. Great thing.
Bye. Yes, sir. I appreciate it. And you have a good evening. All right, so on that note, we're going to conclude on the Parents Coaching Parent Network. As always, you know, I like to have my man, Mr. Keith Wright, go ahead and close us out. But in the near future, I may have to come out with something new because I got a young man that's working on some stuff for me right now that's going to close it out the right way with the Parents Coaching Parent Network. Not to say my man, Mr. Keith Wright, haven't been doing it for me. Trust me, not to say he hasn't been doing it for me, but I got this young hot artist called Rain who's going to bring it. He's been working on some stuff for me, so it should be released real soon. So until then, Keith Wright, close us out, baby boy.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great, and my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, let them hate then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.